You are listening to WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. This week, the International Festival is going on at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. It's the 58th annual event where students, faculty, staff, and others share their cultures with everyone on campus, and the community is invited as well. To talk about that, we have Dikshita Masani, who is the president of the International Student Council at SIU, and Bisola Arinsola, who is vice president of the council. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you
for having us.
Some people may be familiar with International Festival, but there are some who are not. Can you tell us a little bit as we go through the week? Here we are midweek, and some of the events have already happened, but there are some other interesting things people can take part in. What's going on?
This is the 58th consecutive year the event is going on. So probably most of the people in campus who aren't familiar with the event should be the new people who are just a freshman, you can tell. And since we are trying to actually have a lot of students engaged in the event, and the flyers and banners also help us with it, so probably we think it should be a very great event.
Each of you has your own cultural perspectives that you bring to campus as you come from other countries across the world, and there are hundreds of other students who have similar experiences. How important is something like this so that you can share your culture and help people better understand?
Basically, the festival week is to help promote shared cultural values. It's a big enough that Carbondale has allowed us to come from our different cultural backgrounds and encourage us to stay around and then been interested to share with us what we bring from our culture. So I think it is a platform for us to all share what we value more. And when we say taste of cultures in this aspect, it's not just about the food, it's about the way we dress, the way we talk to people, courtesy, and all that. And that's what people around here has been encouraging, and they are willing to learn more and share more, and they ask you questions. And so I feel it's a very good platform for everyone to come together and just chit-chat over food and then get to know better.
It seems like a lot of people are willing to share when there's food involved. You can start with, well, what is this, and how do I eat this, or things like that, and then you branch out into additional conversations. Is that your experience as well?
Yes, that is.
What, when you talk about the cultural show, I know there are things like dance, there's, for lack of a better phrase, a fashion show. You're able to show some of the things that are traditionally worn in each of your countries. How do you think that helps people better understand?
When the person doesn't know what exactly other than their tradition is, the fashion show helps us in them. So since each and every... Currently, we have 1,000 international students over 100 countries in our campus, and they mostly every year more than 1,000 people do attend our event. So when people who doesn't know what is going on, and when we just tell that it's a fashion show, it doesn't help us. So each and every person, when they just show their tradition and their traditional clothes and everything, probably it should help them knowing that, oh my God, this is something different culture. I would like to know about it. So I think it's so helpful when we just start showing what the tradition is.
Sure. I know a lot of people talk about social media bringing people together, but there are ways that it can be isolating as well. How important is it to have these conversations face-to-face, for people to ask those kind of awkward questions so that you can get to know each other a little bit better?
Like you said, social media has isolated a lot of people, and usually families, everyone is on the phone and nobody's conversing. I think the food fair, the cultural show, creates that platform where people would communicate one-on-one while doing things that they have in common or they share in common. Like you said, food is something that we all have in common. So, you know, having that chat over a plate of food, talking about things that are important, is a very good platform that the International Festival is creating for people.
You mentioned that there are over 1,000 students, more than 100 countries represented on campus. Do you feel like your voice is heard in the community? Do you feel like there's a place for you here?
Yes, of course there's a place. The thing is, we need a platform to show what exactly International Student Council is. When people are not engaging in the event, then that should be a problem. Currently, not even there are 10 different countries participating, showing their tradition by cooking food and just putting in a platform so that everyone can communicate and know about their culture. So it already represents that we have students showing what their tradition is.
Sure. You can get more information and get involved. Go to the Student Center's website. That's studentcenter.siu.edu/internationalfest. There's also a hashtag on social media. It's hashtag SIU and then INTL for international. SIU INTL Festival is the hashtag for those social media platforms. Both of you, I know this is a busy time. I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.